And welcome to Marooned at Magbite's headquarters, day
90.
90! Gotta wait for the drum roll. 90! How is everybody? A good night's sleep, Jonathan? Just asking. Oh, I'm using all of my Moom shortcuts. Do you have any recollection of that, or is it a hazy memory? Right, I'm in there. Hello, Jonathan. Hello, Kim. So I've got caught up. Fantastic show. Glad you enjoyed it. You went very quiet and I thought, oh, I wonder. So I pinged. Nothing. No. Asleep. Oh, are we going on a walk with you, Jonathan? This is good news. It's a bit warm out there. Are we going to have a party at 100? Absolutely we are. And that falls in the middle of WWDC week. Because 10 days from now, we'll know all the new toys. You vaguely remember the Moom shortcuts. Trying to make them stick for Monday. You can cheat sheet it, can't you? But you will get there. You will. And then it'll be, you'll try another Mac and think, this is broken. And then you'll think, oh, what app did I put those in? And then it'll all come back to you. Now, there was talk, wasn't there, about Keyboard Maestro? Why I didn't do it in Keyboard Maestro? Let's have a little look. I use Keyboard Maestro to fix all the stuff that's broken in other things. And that is literally how I use it. But there is an all macros bit, isn't there? So you potentially could have a look at that. Now I've just convinced you that Moom's the way forward. But I get tempted, you see. I do. What was I looking at today, Mike, because somebody mentioned it?
I don't know.
Apart from drag thing for Paul, sorted that out. Big talk about new iMacs for WWDC. But whether they are the new iMacs that we want is a totally different business. I was hoping for basically Bin 2.0 without the bin, and I don't think I'm going to get that. Bin 2.0 without the bin, but with the screen. That would be fabulous. But I'm not actually hopeful. We'll see how it goes. Of course, we're bound to see our first look at iOS 14 and iPad OS 14 and watch whatever. So I'm sure there'll be plenty to keep us occupied. But you know what happens? We're very difficult to please, as you know. If you were a full-time worker from home, you'd get an iMac. You might just be now, Jonathan. You might just not be acknowledging it. Because surely the business is saving money, or potentially. If they weren't paying rent, maybe everybody should work from home. I'd like that idea. There'd be fewer cars on the road. So Kim's just looking at the iMac Pro versus the iMac. We got the iMac 3 years ago, and it was 3 years ago at WWDC they announced the iMac Pro. But the reason that we didn't go for it was, they announced it, but it wasn't, and you can order it, you know, it's available for order after the keynote. No, it'll be quarter four, which means, well, you know, quarter four, when you say quarter four, that could be any time from like September, well, 1st of October, couldn't it? Yeah. But you know what it means. It means a quarter to four on the 31st of December. Ah. That's what it really means. And it was, and I don't think you could even get them until the new year. But when we saw the prices, it was like, ouch. So we decided to leave it. Because the rationale for us was, even though the stuff that goes inside it is more pro level than is in the iMac, it's still only going to last you the same amount of time. Because the lifespan of a hard disk is the lifespan of a hard disk. And, you know, you'll either look out, like I have done with a couple of machines, and 12 years on, it's still working, or it'll die within two. Just depends. So we figured that the difference is the performance, and the performance difference would need to be completely noticeable, and we figured probably not. So we left it. Our plan was originally 3 years ago to buy three iMacs, one for the studio, so it had a Retina Mac. But then we waited for the iMac Pro on the basis that we might decide to put that on our desk and then use one of the ones we'd bought in the June. But when it came to it, we decided no, and we didn't go back and buy the other iMac because by then it was 6 months old. And sometimes Apple update them as frequently as 9 months, so we left it. And it's 3 years now. You'd still need a laptop for when you went in the office. Yeah, that's why I have a MacBook Air, but I don't go for the MacBook Pro because I have no need for that kind of power away from the desk. The new... How much did I pay for this MacBook Air? It was new in November 2018. And I've taken it with me on three holidays where I've done a Mac Bites After Hours. So I've recorded and or assembled a show using this MacBook Air. And then I've produced the whole thing and uploaded it from it. It's been absolutely fine. Can't really say that about the 2012 one. The 2012 one didn't really behave itself when it came to video. But that wasn't really an issue. It literally was just portability that mattered. But I think I've worked out what the problem was. ScreenFlow, absolutely useless. Camtasia, fine. So, horses for courses. That's why I still buy both. But if you want the ultimate power on your laptop, then you are going to pay through the nose, aren't you? Wait till they're 17 inches and probably about 17,000 to go with it. It won't be long. The time will come. Only a few hundred difference between the two when you trick it out all the way. Oh, yes. Oh, discount. Any discount helps. Any discount helps. We get... I'm not sure what the percentage discount is, but we do get a discount. Hello, Paul. Oh, good grief. Deirdre wrote to us. Don't get me going. Let's have a look. I've totally gone off going in Apple stores to start with. There's no way it was as friendly as it was originally. Oh, here we go. Only Apple could write this toss. Apple has let care drive our decision making.
I'm reading it now.
No, you don't care for our teams, care for our customers, and care for our communities. You've forgotten a bit, love, and care for the amounts of money we are about to extract from you. They've been there for our customers. They depend on our products. It's complete garbage. What's the bottom line, Jonathan? Too long, didn't read. It's ongoing, blah, 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 doing it, blah, blah, blah. Yeah, whatever. Whatever. Oh, we have had movement at the church. The church can open from Monday, but only for private prayer. As I said to Mike in the middle of a rant full of expletives, why, if it's private prayer, why can't you do it at home? You can pray anywhere. You don't have to be at the church. It's costing a fortune for tape. We now have... Do you remember how much we paid for that carpet to have it all looking nice? And now it's covered in gaffer tape with chevrons on. Looks fabulous. Imagine getting married. You'll go through the slalom. Not good. Not good.
Basically, you need to wear a mask and they'll take your temperature as you go in.
Yeah, no, they're not. That's not happening. That's invasive. Somebody could have a temperature for another reason. Never been down this road.
Because if I was legging it from the car park to the Apple store, I'd be hot and sweaty.
Yeah, but there's also other medical situations. They take a woman's temperature to determine if she's pregnant or not. I can just imagine we've got this the best of breed temperature thermometer. Just take your temperature. Oh, it's twins. Oh, I can imagine it. No, not happening. Not going there.
Is that the eye temp?
Yes. Everything's on display. They want it still to be touched. I don't know. It's a shame you can't put those discounts together, Paul. That would work well. Only time he goes for Genius Bar. Me too. I don't even bother looking anymore. It's not a nice place to be. It's all... I know they don't push the heavy sell, but it feels like they do. Because they want to get you out the door. And they want the cool kids in there. So I don't like going. It's nothing like it was. Kiva's friend's having surgery on Monday. Oh no. That is not good. Tell her we're all thinking of her. Prayers coming her way. Education discounts better. It usually is, isn't it? So it's good that you can get that. And they're quite generous in terms of the number of people that can get an educational discount. And it doesn't have to be through the educational establishment. I recommended it to a friend who, she works at a school, but she's not a teacher. but she does work at a school, but she's a lay minister. But as long as you have a payslip with the establishment on it, that's fine. So she didn't need to be in education, didn't need to be a teacher, and she got this great discount, which is good. And I think they've honoured that throughout the lockdown with conversations on the phone, so you don't actually have to take it in. Outlook's good. Oh, still fingers crossed. It's so scary. We never had Mayor done. Everybody said you should take him in, have his batteries removed. He wasn't quite so keen on that. I must admit, I felt it was a way for vets to make money, but whatever. But Samoyeds are very, very susceptible to stopping breathing under anaesthetic. They need a special anaesthetic and it costs more. And most vets are like, no, it'd be fine. And they die, including when they take them in to have the hips scored. Which, if you're a non-dog owner, you'll be thinking, pardon. Certain dogs are susceptible to hip dysplasia. And if you are intending to breed, you should really have breed the dogs, not yourself. You're supposed to really take the animal in and have their hips scored. So they put them under an anaesthetic and they manipulate the hips, etc., and give you a certificate to say that these hips are fine, because it obviously runs in lines, and you wouldn't want a pup to have to go through what's needed. You'd have to have a hip replacement if they had hip dysplasia, and that is bad news. For a start, it really needs to be done in a warm season, and the UK, we don't really have a warm season. And the other thing is they can't be done together, so then the recovery is about 6 months. So you're basically, the dog is out of action for about 8 months, so it's a horrible thing to have to deal with. But what was happening was people were taking dogs in perfectly healthy just to have the hips scored, and they were dying under the anaesthetic. And I'm not talking just one or two, dozens of them. And finally the vets were like, oh, well, okay, then we might use a different anaesthetic. But I said to Mike, not happening. If he has to go in and have that, you know, any time, which he did when he had his liver function test, it was like, we'll tell them about the anaesthetic, we'll tell them to be very careful, but we're not having it done for just sort of random stuff. Hopefully they're better now. It's just Samoyeds. They're a weird breed. She's in a right mood today, isn't she?
She is.
Because she was groomed and had her ear knots done, she's not talking to us. She's not been in the office all day. She's in a right mood. It's terrible that vets don't listen, Kim. And obviously some owners have no clue. The first they find out is the dog's dead. But for those that do know, for those who've Googled it, I really think they should listen. And a lot of them just don't bother. But there again, you know me and vets. I've had more vets than dentists. That's going it some. Right, let's have a look back up here. He didn't even need to open the account on the company's behalf. Fantastic. I wonder if there's anybody left who doesn't get some kind of discount. Feel quite sorry for them. Friend of ours went in and wanted a MacBook, not a Pro, a MacBook, when they did those about 2-3 years ago, and was horrified at the price. And he was retired, so he didn't qualify for any kind of discount. But they pitched up and said, well, hang on, we might have a refurb in the back. And they did. Now, I know there's a refurb store, but I didn't realise they actually kind of kept them. And they could just dole them out. But they did. I think he saved about £300. So that's another way of doing it, isn't it? Hip filing off. Ultimately, they do a full hip replacement if the hip dysplasia is bad enough to warrant it. If it's not, then the dogs are just susceptible to kind of limping a lot. But a full hip dysplasia problem. There's other breeds that have it. German Shepherds have it. There's a bit of a thing with German Shepherds in this country that they have been overbred into breeding. And the hips, when you look at the line along the back of a dog, German Shepherd, it's really, really low at the back. And that puts a lot of stress on the hips. With a Sammy, it's just hereditary, that it's in the breed. So we were very, very lucky. He did run around like an absolute idiot. And I remember, do you remember me having that meltdown that day when he started limping? But it was because he was just going crazy.
Zoomies.
Zoomies. Oh, yes, he had zoomies. mad dog. Lola's not doing that. She's very upset. Ah, your German Shepherd had it as well. It's a choice, isn't it? Sometimes it depends how bad it is. I think it. If there was a dog that I read about, we got a dog magazine when we got Maya for the first time, and there was a story in there about a lady, and it was so like me. She'd wanted a dog all her life, but she wanted to be there for the dog. She didn't want to be at work. So she'd waited and waited. And she was sort of in her mid-40s by the time she got this dog. And she was in a place where she could work from home. So that she decided she was getting this puppy. And she did all the right things in terms of checking the breeder out and everything. And at about 3 months, they discovered this dog had really bad hip dysplasia. And it needed an operation on both sides. So again, it took the 18 months and she was distraught. And she said, you're watching this, is just agonising. And that she was one of the careful owners who'd done everything she could. And she still ended up with this dog that was going to need a lot of TLC. And I thought the thing was, she was probably the right person for the dog. Horrible for her to have to live through it, but the dog probably got the best care it could possibly have got. And by the time it was two, it was fine and it was running around. Just so sad for her that she didn't have that 2 years when the dog's a mad puppy. So I was worried about Maya, I'll be honest, I was. She'd done one hip dysplasia, hip scoring, but not the other.
Mm.
So I think his mum had been hip scored, but not his dad, or the other way around, one or the other. But we decided, you know, he'd picked us and that was that, and we'd deal with it if it happened, but luckily it never did. But he did have an odd limp every now and then, but that wasn't hip dysplasia, that was the fact he was a maniac with his zoomies. And then, of course, he got arthritis, and we had to keep an eye on that. But he did very, very well with it. You just have to... Scoring, what is that? It's when they give... They test, under anaesthetic, they test the hips in terms of manipulation and whether it would in the future develop a hip problem. So I'm not sure in terms of the scoring, whether like 10's good or 1's good, I've no idea, because we decided we weren't going to do it. But they will give you a score. So if you've got a score of like, let's say 10, then you're fine and it's unlikely to ever develop it. But at the 5 level, it's 50-50 whether it would develop a problem. So the idea of doing it is twofold. One, so you have an idea as to whether that dog in the future, is whether it's something that it should be tested for in the future, something to tell the vet to keep an eye on, something for you to keep an eye on. But the second reason is, if it gets a poor hip scoring, you really shouldn't breed from it. Now, we had no intention of breeding anyway. Well, breeding the dog. I'll get the words right, woman. So it really didn't matter from that perspective either. But some people who do should probably have it done. I don't actually know if Lola had it done. I don't think she would have done.
No idea.
But her puppies were all fine, thankfully. But that's what they do. So she got on fine but couldn't let her jump in and out the truck. Yeah, it's the jumping and manipulation that's the problem. But if they have the hips replaced, then you've got 6 months of the jog of the dog being, you know, you've got to take it out on a lead, you've got to make sure it doesn't jump, you've got to make sure it doesn't run. I mean, how do you explain to a dog? It's just going to think you're being awkward. So it is a horrible thing to have to go through. But I guess it's worth it if you are breeding, because you don't want to end up where you breed the dog and then there's another 6 pups who've all got it. So if you were breeding, it probably should be done. We had no intention, we didn't bother. And we weren't particularly concerned about it. Well, we would much rather that it had not developed, and luckily it didn't. But when we took Mayer to the vet for the first time, he said he would do a puppy check. But he wouldn't do it until we'd sorted the insurance out. Because if he did and he found something, he said you would be legally bound to tell the insurance about it. He said, so I've not seen the dog. You sort the insurance out, and when it's sorted, I'll check the dog. So he did have a basic puppy check, but no, not the one where it's under anaesthetic, and I don't think I'd have survived, never mind the dog. It would have killed me sitting there waiting, seriously. So Paul was thinking you can score wood or something like that, which is shaving bits off. No, it's not shaving bits off. It's doing a test and giving it a score. So, like, if it's really poor, it's like, one, the dog's going to develop problems, and two, do not breed the dog. But it's a number of some description, but I don't know. I think it's 1 to 10, but I don't know, because we weren't interested. All we kept getting told was he needs his batteries out. And Mayor would sit and look at him like, you're not touching my batteries. And he had his batteries till the day he died. He was very fond of his batteries, wasn't he? I didn't see the point in that. Their rationale was, in doing it, one, it would calm him down. And I thought, he is what he is. That's his personality. If it did, fine, but... you know, that's how he is, and we're quite happy with him. And the other thing was, they won't develop testicular cancer. And I thought, fine, fair enough. If you take his kidneys out, he won't develop kidney cancer either. Just leave things be. I thought it was pretty much a way for them to make money. I think the price of an operation like that is somewhere between £150 and £200. And I thought, why? Obviously, he's on a lead, so he wasn't running around impregnating every dog in the neighbourhood. But and it was something we had to think about. You know, other dog owners would be, has he been done? And you're like, no. Well, don't live near my dog. Well, why is your dog off a lead? Just saying. You know, because our dog wouldn't be off a lead. We didn't, and he didn't get testicular cancer and all the rest of it, so we just left him be. Dogs love their batteries. Oh, they do, don't they? He was very fond of his batteries. He was very good, actually. He wasn't one of these dogs who would wander around and there would be an exposure of bits and pieces. He had so much fur, no one could even tell if he was a boy or a girl. So Mum was saying, like, the only thing with a boy dog, everything's there and it comes out every now and then. No, it didn't, ever. You could never see a thing. I'm glad it made sense, Paul. If you ever need to know that, you now know. You see, the things you learn on a marooned Magpie's headquarters. No, the only time he had an operation was for his liver function, if you remember, and I kept giving him milk thistle, and they couldn't work out why his liver was functioning better than the rest of him. I could! I knew! Kim's choking on her lunch. Sorry about that, Kim. You're not having meatballs, are you? Oh, we need to go to IKEA for meatballs, Mike.
Yes. Is IKEA open?
Yeah. But the restaurant's not open. I'm not going to IKEA. I'm going nowhere near IKEA.
No.
It's full of desperate people that are bored, rigid, buying furniture to assemble it at home. So not happening. Not going there. And Lola's not been done either. She's got her batteries. So we'll keep her.
The lady dogs have batteries.
Well, of course lady dogs have batteries. They're just different batteries in a different place. We must stop. Kim's trying to eat.
Yeah.
Brooklyn's going to be great tonight. Well, they had the quiz last night. They did. What are they up to tonight? Tonight's Jed's birthday. So they've been having a party all day, a socially distanced party. Luckily, we can meet up in groups of six. And he has a daughter and a son. The daughter's married and the son's engaged. In fact, the son should have been married by now. They had to put their wedding off. So... there's six of them and they're having a socially distanced party today. And it's Pauline's birthday. So I'm thinking there'll be major outings for the birthday jingle, won't there?
Yeah.
So it's party time tonight. And we've also got a Ricky Valance because he died this week. And Kath said that one makes her cry. Which I wanted the other one. I've been wanting to play a song for weeks, haven't I? Let me have a look at the Stingers. We've got the quiz in. And we've got the sad song. Have we got all of them in?
What?
The Stingers. I'm sure there were more Stingers sent last week, but I can't remember what for.
Cass sent a Stinger.
Yeah, was it the song to make you cry?
Yeah.
We've got the sad song one.
It was a song to make you cry.
And the trio.
Trio.
She did the trio, didn't she? I think one. I've got them all in Farrago, ready to go. But there will be an outing for... we've got a challenge. We have got a challenge. In fact, we've got more than one, haven't we? So we have a challenge, and we've got quite a lot of worst songs. Not sure about a quiz tonight. I'll have to find a quiz question for somebody. There you go. Paul's now got a new meaning for batteries. it's a nice way to talk about it, where you don't have to get too... explicit. Explicit. It's a nice way of it. And if you ever said to Mayer, like, mind your batteries, he'd just look at you. So he knew. He knew.
First suspenders and now batteries.
Yep.
Kim's learnt a lot.
Oh, I can't get that suspender thing out of my head. That would be really weird. That really would be weird. Because we say belt and braces, don't we? And they say belt and suspenders.
And if you Google dogs and batteries, you get dogs eating batteries.
Oh, no, he never did that. No, Mike, you've got the wrong end of that entirely.
My dog licked car battery acid.
No, totally different saga. I found some software today, didn't I, Mike? That might feature in an upcoming After
you
Hours.
Did.
I did. Have you seen the running order for last night? You did, you typed it up.
Yeah.
Well, there was lots of things, wasn't there? Was a very busy show last night. I'm taking requests for next week. I've been finishing off my YouTube video. Hopefully, if X happens, then we'll be able to do Y next week. You're wondering what all that's about, aren't you? Yes, we have a conditional demo. I need something else to happen to be able to do this demo. And I'm hopeful that the first thing will happen so the second can happen. But I have blissfully 3 slots free. So if you want to make suggestions, now would be a good time. Jonathan's obviously going to spend the week trying to remember his Moom shortcuts. You'll get there, Jonathan. What else have we got? You've decided yours, haven't you? You're doing measures or something.
Measures.
Sounds interesting. I was possibly thinking something presentation-ish, but I'm open to suggestions, so make me some suggestions. You're thinking of putting them on a post-it note? Knew you'd get you in the end. Best thing you can do, Jonathan, pick 2 or 3 and use them in the morning, literally. And don't concentrate on what they are. Concentrate on where your fingers go and it will become second nature. And I still have to say to Mike, 2 and X. And then he'll say, yes, but which 2? And I'll actually have to look down because to me, it's the physicality of where my hands go on the keyboard. I sat down today and I had to do the James Bond special, which is currently playing on Brooklands, keeping them entertained. I was doing a video. I was screaming at Scrivener, which is doing its own thing right now. And all the while I'm doing it, I'm manipulating windows around the 3 screens with shortcuts. And I'm smiling to myself thinking, I wonder how Jonathan's getting on. They do. They become second nature. The alternative to the post-it note is to have that one shortcut key that brings up the cheat sheet. But once you start relying on that, it's a slippery slope. Then it feels slower. Just learn the 2. Just get one to put it on the right, one to put it on the left, and the rest will follow. I promise. And if you find yourself after a week where you still can't remember some of them, then I would say to you, how often do you use it? I don't often send my windows to the top or bottom. Every day, multiple times, I'll send it to the right or left or the middle. But not much to the top or bottom. But I built it in because of her HudaSpot. HudaSpot, I like to appear at the bottom of the screen. And that's fine. It remembers where it was and it opens at the right spot. So if I open it now, because I'm on the main screen, it goes down the bottom of the screen, full width. Love it. Absolutely perfect. But sometimes, if I use it during a demo, like last night, it will remember its position, but it'll be far too narrow because I used a lower screen res. Sometimes it opens up on an alternative screen as well. And again, I just like the ability to get it to the right place with a shortcut key, but I don't use it that often. But if I reach the point where I go into Moom, which I do about once a month just to check it, I go through them and I think, have you used that one this month? And if I haven't, I'll delete it. I'll either delete it or determine myself to use it. So it's just a matter. Kim's just realised she's got Moom. Brilliant. You'll be sorting it out this week. I say just add them as and when. I made the mistake of like, oh, look, I can put it in the top left and the bottom left and this screen and that screen, that one in the middle and this. And I'm like, whoa, chill. Think granular. And I thought, well, if I could just move things to the left and the right, that would do. And then once I got, because I've had Moom since I had a single screen. Once I got three screens, I thought I'm going to need to move things between screens. And then I added in those options. Then when I started doing recordings, I needed to move things and it not be seen. Going live is totally different. You can't sit there and think, what's the shortcut? It needs to be instinctive. But as I showed you last night, I have Wirecast on my right screen and I can't minimise it because it flies across the main one. So to put those in, I do use them all the time. And you'll just get used to it. Trust me, within a month, you'll be like, don't know how I live without it. I just felt sorry for plexiglass last night. Everybody was bidding it. I remember plexiglass. Isn't that from the App Store? I bet you I've got it. I think I've tried every single one of these. Is it plexiglass or plexiglass? Maybe not. I'm gone. Remind me. If I put in Windows Management, I might find it. That's an app switcher. That's not the right thing at all. When I do keep finding things I want to try in there, and I mustn't. Let's try that and see if it's there. No. Was it from the App Store? Because I'm sure I've tried it. Let's try Window Manager. We get millions of those. Divi, that was another one. Used to use that years ago. So there's Divi, Magnet, Cinch. I remember that one, but I didn't use that. There's a split screen one that splits it 50-50. It was from the App Store. I'm not seeing it, Jonathan. There's one called Tabba, Double Pane, Window Lattice, Optimal Layout, Breeze. I think I remember Breeze. Vanish, Display Made. That's sexist, isn't it? Apps Manager, Tab Switcher, Windows Grid, Organise Your Workspace. It's a catchy name for an app. And I'm not seeing the one that you were talking about. Are you sure it's still available in there? Or am I just spelling it wrong? Let's go have a look online. Let's see. Let's have a look. Yeah, I'm seeing things but not the right things. So let's try making sure that I do that for the computer. No, it's there, you're right. Flexiglass 1.7. Well, that's what I typed in. Let's have a look. Maybe they took it out of the App Store for new customers. Nope, I can't find it in the App Store. How did I add Pathfinder to my Finder toolbar? That's one of the options. Pretty sure. I've got a problem with Pathfinder. Peeving me. And it's doing its weird thing. All right, let's have a look in here. How did I add it? It was an option, I'm sure. But where? Or did I do it via Finder? This is one of those things, isn't it? You set up a new machine and you're like, how did I get that on there? It was there on the old one. I've no idea how I did it on this one. Interesting that, because it's not in the Finder thing. Oh, it must be in here somewhere. But it's not in the Finder section. So launch it, not there. I'd reckon it was there. List view of windows, base of 10. No. No, I did the integration with Dropbox. It's not that one. I can tell you all the things it's not. How on earth did I get that in there? I vaguely remember it being some kind of... You had to drag and drop it while holding something. Desktop, no. Text editor, no. Nothing to do with the keyboard. Let's go for the last one. It's not on there either.
Hmm.
Okay, plan B. I remember doing it. If that's any help, which I know it's not. Right, let me go and find out how I did that. Because if I wanted another machine, I would need to know. Right. Find toolbar. Let's try that. Why are you not typing? Right, that's the one. I could have done it on an older one. That's it there. Right, okay, that's a silly place to put it. Okay, in Pathfinder, you go to the help menu, and right down at the bottom of it, there is an option that says reveal in Pathfinder toolbar item, which is nonsensical. It brings up a kind of a HUD float-over window that the icon is blown out of. And it says, click the button to the left and drag the revealed file to the Finder toolbar. Anytime you find yourself in the Finder, click the toolbar item to switch back to Pathfinder. I do believe that's what does it. Because the button that's in Finder, when you click it, it opens Pathfinder and it opens a tab with the path that you're in. So I think what you're supposed to do is drag that and drop it onto... Let me send you this link. So you bring up this window with this tiny... It's the icon, basically. And it's on a dark background. You drag and drop that to the Finder, and then you can click on the button in the Finder. But I reckon I did it 3 years ago. Because looking at the screenshots on that, it's well old. So I must have done it years and years ago when I first set it up. And it still works with the newer version. So hopefully that will find it working. It's in a stupid place, Paul. That's why I can't find it. Is Parallels easy to use? It is. It's very easy to use. I remember when I very first got a Mac and it said, you can run Windows on it. And I was like, no way. No way. No way. And then when I tried it, I was shocked. Really shocked at how easy it was and how functional it was. I was expecting crashes and, you know, just awkward stuff, dirty hacks, workarounds. And no, it was great. So it really isn't that difficult. Let's have a look. Really only use Parallels as a VM to run Windows. You do, don't you? But the tools are handy.
They are handy. I just haven't used them.
For instance, that download and audio one. If people give me a challenge and I can't find it in the system we use, then I need to download it on the night. A lot of time it's video. And I can't obviously play a video on the radio. It doesn't work well. So I need to extract the audio from it. And that download audio just saves me an extra step. But I didn't know it was there because I've ignored the Parallels tools because they started off with about two or three of them. And I thought, well, I've got no need for that. But as time's gone on, you know, you've seen how many there are. And the fact that they're available for Windows and the Mac, they are actually a whole range of utilities. Why they've added the word Parallels to it, it kind of implies they only work in Parallels. And they don't. They are, it's an entire range of utilities. For £16 a year is what it is. Obviously, us people who've been using Macs for years have got other apps to do those jobs. But still, I mean, sometimes I try and download a YouTube video or any other kind of video and it doesn't work. And at that point, because I'm with Downey, at that point I open up that download video and just try it, just see if it'll do it. And it does. It never let me down with a video. So just for me as a backup, but very useful. And obviously you're getting those thrown in. That bundle, I put the link into the bundle last night. Do you want to stick the link in again, Mike? That bundle gives you $20 off the annual price of Parallels, but it also gives you a whole other range of applications as well, basically thrown in for free, which you may or may not have and may or may not be useful, but you might as well pay less rather than more. And that is $58.99, and that includes the £16 worth of apps. Just handy to have. Could use Excel and QuickBooks better. You certainly use Excel better with all the advanced stuff. Mike does not like those at all, do you? You don't like trying to make do with Excel on Mac.
Parallels to the Parallels bundle.
The Parallels bundle.
Parallels bundle.
I think it's on for another few days.
Right.
You do need to configure how much RAM you've got. I find it runs okay. I think I 50-50'd mine. So I've got 64 gig of RAM and I gave it 32.
That's what I've done.
I don't think it would need that much, to be honest.
No, I think my problem was with the old iMac, it ran slowly anyway. And it had less memory. It was a slower processor and it had less memory in total, so it had less memory handed over
to... I don't think that was your biggest problem.
Windows.
Though, because it's a virtual machine, so it was running from the hard drive, and the hard drive, it was a 21.5-inch Mac, wasn't it?
It was.
So was it the slowest hard drive?
Probably was.
Then it's doing a lot of swap filing and... that was causing a problem as well. So I think with that one, it was a perfect storm of everything being bad. But I find it runs as good as it would on its own hardware.
It does now with 32 gig handed over to it.
Yeah, that limited edition thing, I've actually thought of getting that myself. I'd just have to find out how long you get to redeem the voucher for the year's worth of Parallels, because I'm... on some other thing, but I think I'm grandfathered on, aren't I? I think I pay 36 a year for it because I've had it that long.
Be careful if you're going to buy. Does it apply to this thing?
I've no idea what you're talking about. If you tell me, I'll let you know.
When I bought Parallels,
yep,
there was different versions, and I needed the Pro version.
Oh, there is, isn't there?
And I forgot why I needed the Pro version. It was, I think it was something to do with the amount of, memory you could allocate to it. So I'd made a mistake and I'd bought the basic version, and I realised pretty much straight away. So I dropped them a mail and I explained the problem, and they said, right, we'll refund you and then you can buy it again, buy the version you actually need. They were very good, actually. They didn't say tough.
They weren't happy users.
Yeah.
Let's have a look. There is a comparison at that URL, so I'll put a link into that. You should be able to upgrade from that, though, shouldn't you, if you need to? It's on about different icons representing machines and stuff, which is like, does anybody care? Set a custom icon for every VM. I've only got one. I only need one version of Windows, trust me. Although I did install Mojave. And that's a beautiful troubleshooting thing that you could do. If you were wanting to try Catalina, but you didn't actually want to install it, which is pretty much where we're all at, you could create a Catalina VM and test your software. Make sure it was working, which is what I did with Mojave. And then I moved the Mojave machine off there. I think it took probably about 30 gigs, something like that. The machines aren't huge, and you do... get the opportunity to compress and all of that. All the things on there, that Pro version, I'm looking at it thinking, no. I mean, the Pro edition supports up to 16 virtual CPUs on 128 gig of RAM. Yeah, the iMac doesn't support 128 gig of RAM, though. But I think, like you, there was a reason. But like I said, I'm pretty sure I'm grandfathered onto something. Let me see what it says about it. I used to use Fusion. I used Parallels first, and then VMware Fusion came out, and that one ran faster. So I started using that, and I only went back to Parallels when VMware Fusion, which is still out there, they basically sacked all the staff. And that did not look good for future development. So here we go. I've got a Pro subscription, and I paid $31.99 for it. And it's due for renewal the end of November. So I must be grandfathered onto something, because I actually owned the software, but Mike didn't. So you pay the full amount, but you've probably not filled that in, have you? Oh, you did. $79.99 paid by PayPal. I'm impressed, Mike.
Yeah.
Whoa.
Yeah.
First time ever. I put all of this information in one password. Mike never does. So I can tell you the price and the renewal date. Very, very well done, Mike. First time I've ever looked and found what I'm looking for.
I've just posted a link into the chat.
Yes, what's that?
It's something that our friend Stuart has posted to the Brooklands Facebook group.
Oh dear. We know what Stuart's like. He's a maniac. Let's have a look. Yep.
And he's put typical Catinian meeting with another off screen saying, why can't I see anybody?
That is a Catinian meeting. So are we putting names under these? Oh yes, there's ones there that I recognise. Loving that.
The one at the bottom right. Looks like a chicken.
Oh, is it Lola's chicken?
Is it Lola's chicken?
I think it is chicken. And there's the chef, have you noticed? Top left corner. Didn't the chef used to run around with a cleaver?
Yeah.
After the chicken? Oh, that would not
that
do.
That would be what's it these days, wouldn't it?
Names would be dangerous. It would pull, but I'm assuring you, anybody who looks at that and thinks of the Catinian thinks, oh, that looks like so-and-so. There's the one like Bear, good heart, not totally bright. Then there's the cool chick. I'm not sure we've got a cool chick. Have we got a cool chick? Apart from me, obviously. But I'm not walking around in basically a couple of pieces of string like that. Oh, yes, I can think of names for all of those. But I will keep them to myself. It does look like a Zoom meeting, though, to be honest. And there is always a Catinian who says, I can't see anybody. Can you see me? Without fail. Without fail. Yeah, I'd quite happily recommend Parallels if you have a need for Windows.
I'm posting a reply. Stuart, shamelessly stolen with pride and disgust, or marooned.
Names being allocated.
Yes. Currently, we are...
Oh, you're a bad boy.
Assigning names.
Did that work for you, Paul? The Pathfinder thing? The pop-over window that you drag and drop it off onto the Finder. Did that work? I think you have to give it permissions at the extensions level. But it should prompt you for that. It probably is in extensions as well, isn't it? So it'll be a Finder extension. She said, and then it doesn't come up as a Finder extension. Interesting. How's it working if it's not a Finder extension? Crying out loud. No, it's not in there. Interesting. Held down the command key and dragged it. Awesome. I so want to put names to it, Mike. I mustn't know. Keep it away from me. Don't let me loose with it. It's not good. So what else have we been doing today? I was researching Deborah's issue with Wiretap Studio. I ended up back in 2009. I had that app, but I didn't use it in the way her husband's using it, where there's an edit going on inside it. And in terms of, she mentioned a non-destructive edit. And I'm just thinking to myself, you know, Hindenburg.
Somebody's typing, ... I wonder if Stuart's replying.
That'll be Stuart replying.
Probably.
As they get settled in for the evening on... by request. Hindenburg does a completely non-destructive edit. And I'd watched this video, and this guy was doing like a basic 20-minute intro to Hindenburg. And at the end of it, I thought, I know what I'm doing, and that didn't ring my bell. One of the non-destructive edit things, which we talked to the developer about, was that you can do two different versions of an edit, but only have one set of source files, because your source files are never changed. It's non-destructive. But today was the first time ever I had done a different edit of the same source material. It's fabulous. I opened it up and I had part one of the James Bond thing. And what I'd done was all of the music that I needed. So I got 2 hours of music in there. And the bins on the right-hand side, they call them favourites. I think I call them bins. They're areas that you put your clips into. So I'd sliced and diced this two-hour epic up into individual tracks and put names on it. And I'd put them in the bin in a certain order. And obviously, I'd only used half of them. So one of the bins was called part one and the other bin was called part two. And I hadn't touched the part two stuff. So literally with about 40 minutes to go before the show. That's typical. I thought, I need to start editing this thing. So I went into it and I thought, well, I've already got last week's. Obviously, I don't want anything on the timeline from the week before. So I did a file save as, and I saved it with part two at the end. And then I nuked everything on the timeline. And I just went back in, you know, to part two, dragged the part two songs out, keyed them all up, and away I went. So I've got one folder with all of the source files in, but I've got two NHSX files, one for part one, one for part two. And you could carry on editing that. You could go back into part one and make changes. You could go into part two and make changes. You could even, and this is what I'm going to do down the line, convert it into a 90-minute special, or maybe 2 hours, I don't know, I haven't decided. I've got 2 hours of music, but I may be tempted to dump some of the music. But I'm going to do a different edit on it. And this third edit will have, like, the story of the music running through the entire programme. But again, I won't have to duplicate the source materials. I'll just do a third edit. So the actual edit itself, let's open that up. And do we have multiple ones of these? No, we don't. There we go, that'll do. Where are we? Where am I looking here? No, I don't want to be looking there. I want to be looking in there where I recorded it. And the Brooklands folder. So in the Brooklands folder, I've got my James Bond special and the actual edit file. So the source files that I've got for this are 1.6 gig of source files. And the actual files that are in use, 1.4 gig. So I have 1.4 gig that are active files I'm editing. But the actual edit for part one is 10K. And the edit of part two is 10K. It's fabulous. It's the first time I've ever had to do that. I mean, I've done it to test it, but this was for real. And I can highly recommend that. So if you want non-destructive editing, that is definitely the way to go. I wondered how lightweight it would be. I mean, the idea with that is I could upload those source files to Dropbox. And Mike and I could edit, make two different edits at the same time from the same source files. You wouldn't have to download them and you're not making changes to them. And the actual file that is the set of instructions, it's basically the timeline. It's 10K. It's fabulous. So I can see why he doesn't want to leave his non-destructive editor. But eventually it is going to stop working. So hopefully what we've suggested will work. But we'll wait and see what we get back over that.
Stuart's reply.
Go on.
We know how people don't put their proper names in.
Yep.
Miss Piggy is on as Kermit and said he couldn't see or hear anything. But as soon as she connects, he finds out he hadn't turned the audio and video on. Does this sound familiar?
Yep. It's a Catanian do. Right, and Kim says, by the way, everything I couldn't download to the desktop yesterday magically appeared overnight. Is that an iCloud issue? That sounds remarkably iCloud-ish. Are you synchronising your desktop? I'm trying not to put things on my desktop, I must admit, but you just do, don't you? But I do try and keep it clear. I tried the Hazel thing to move everything. That just annoyed me. There were times that I wanted to put stuff on there or I needed to put stuff on there. So not doing it didn't work. No, not doing it didn't work.
I need to see you about Hazel.
Why, have you broken it?
It broke about 3 months ago. I ended up having to uninstall it. An update broke it.
And you've not missed the functionality in three months? Oh, right.
I have.
What were you doing with it?
Well, what I was doing was, you know that
invoicing... Stop squeaking that chair.
You know that invoicing system that I have?
Yep.
I generate the invoice on the Windows machine with a macro, and then I drag the Word file onto the desktop, and then within about 5 seconds, it moves it to my invoices folder.
Only it doesn't, because you broke it.
Only it doesn't, because I broke it.
Did you have the old version or the new one? Because the new one came out not that long ago.
No idea. Must be the old one.
We'll sort it out.
Well, there's no urgency.
No, because it's been broken for 3 months and you all missed it.
Yeah, and I've got no invoices to submit right now.
Get Mike some WD-40 for the chair. Paul, I have tried everything with Mike's
chair. Tried WD-40.
It works for 5 minutes and then it...
When IKEA's open, I'll get another one.
That was my idea. I was going to get a new one, but the price has virtually doubled. Mind you, it did come with a 10-year guarantee. The arm fell off mine, you know, so I've only got one arm on it. But actually, it works really well with one arm. I much prefer it to two. So when I get a new one, I won't be putting the second arm on, you know. It's way better with one. I think we've had it about 8 years, you know.
We've got another two then.
Well, if you fancy taking it back, that's up to you. But we definitely need something for it.
Talking about the desktop, the other day I did a Skype Teams meeting with somebody. And this girl said, Mike Thomas, that's the cleanest desktop I've ever seen.
One of Mike's women.
It was, actually.
I thought so. You see, Paul's good. Nothing on the desktop. I try. But when I'm working with stuff, I do tend to. One thing I do, and this is because Apple broke it, right? You used to be able to go to like a stock site and drag and drop things from the window. Into Keynote, Pages, Numbers, you name it. Can't do that anymore. If you try doing it, you just get the path to the image. I have had so many people with support calls over that. It annoys them every bit as much as it annoys me. So what I ended up doing, I have two apps to solve the problem. One is DropShelf and one is Yoink. And they basically put like little drop areas on your screen. So whenever I have my stock images, I have to drag one of those, drag the actual content onto DropShelf or Yoink before I can drag it where it needs to be. It infuriates me because it used to work. But the upshot of that's been I don't actually have to put it on the desktop while I'm doing it. Because a lot of the time I can't see my desktop. You know, I've got everything there and the entire desktop is covered, which is where DropShelf comes into its own. Who uses DropShelf? Paul's got Yoink. Yoink's great, but I must admit DropShelf's quite handy in that you determine which bits of the screen it can appear on, and Yoink's sort of in the corner, whereas DropShelf doesn't actually exist until you drag something, in my case, down the screen, and then a shelf appears for you to just drop it onto. So I use both at the same time, whichever one works. Basically, but they both do a very similar job. Right, 2 minutes to go, is it, Mike?
2 minutes and 4 seconds.
Right, okay. I'm going to get my stuff together. Not even sure. Do I know what I'm playing yet?
Yeah, it's in the spreadsheet.
Oh, I better get myself sorted then, hadn't I?
Everlasting Love.
Everlasting Love, right, okay. Yeah. But I need all my systems up and I need them in the right place and all that kind of thing.
People are posting food into the WhatsApp group.
I'm not posting food. That's not on. So the first one's Everlasting Love, is it?
Yes.
Right, let's get that keyed up before we go any further. Otherwise, I'll be playing whatever's in there, and that would never do. So let's get that. Oh, we've only got one song in there. So what's the next song I'm playing, Mike?
I Get Around, the Beach Boys.
I Get Around. Okay. Right, I have two songs in there, so I'm okay with that.
Well, we'll let James Bond finish.
And then I've got all of the rubbish. I've got challenges tonight and everything. Right, okie dokie then. So we've got 30 seconds?
No, we've got a minute.
A minute. So we've overrun by 30 seconds on
Brooklyn. Yeah,
naughty,
Bond.
Naughty, but never finish. Mind. I've got some classics tonight, challenges and all kinds of stuff. So I'm getting WhatsApp up and I'm about to do the crossover in 40 seconds. So what I'm going to do the out on here today. Right now, then we'll chat while we get in there with Brooklands. But for the moment, it's good night from me.
It's good night from me.
And we'll both see you next time.